Welcome to Fourth Stream Radio, where we consider concepts to help on your quest to a satisfied mind. And today, Dave and I are talking about keeping track of our children's changing needs, making sure they don't get lost in the herd. And you can find more resources at mystronghome.com.
This can be a big challenge, especially as things unfold. I mean, when the kids are younger, their needs aren't as diverse as, you know, when you got three different ages or four different ages or whatever. So the idea of being intentional to think, okay, Jimmy, he has these particular needs right now, and Susie, it's kind of stereotypical, isn't it, has these needs right now. So that's the idea here, and that's what this worksheet is all about. You can find more of these resources at mystronghome.com. They're absolutely free, and it's a workshop where you can just kind of work through and click things off from a list.
All different areas.
And you're assessing what's going on in your family's life.
Yeah, this is always such an encouraging workshop or worksheet, I think. In fact, I wish now I'd saved some of the sheets that we did periodically on each kid. Because one year we may have had something pretty serious going on with a kid, and then the next year you go, oh, that's disappeared.
That's gone.
And it feels good. You kind of go, this is just encouraging. We made it to the other side.
Well, and there are three different areas that these kind of categorize into. Well, they don't. They kind of cross the categories. Current successes and joys that your children may be enjoying and you may be enjoying together. Current problems and impasses. And then our strategies then to meet our child's current needs.
Yeah. So on the problems and impasses, these are things you may or may not share with them directly. You may just go to work on them. For instance, for us, one year we realized that one of our kids was becoming sneaky and lying, but in such a way that we couldn't directly...
Hard to believe our kids, one of our kids would have done that.
We couldn't directly catch them. Another year, Dave and I wrote down some thoughts on one of our kids. And when I read Dave's, and when I read yours, I noticed that some of the words you used made me feel like you were thinking our daughter was deeply frustrated or angry. But it didn't come out in such a way that you actually noticed it. It wasn't until we sort of wrote out our own paragraphs on each of our kids. Well, she had been through a really rough year with some suicide, one friend trying, another one
succeeding.
And it was a tough year, and we knew that, but it wasn't until a few months later we thought, this is still very deep. And so we got help for her, and it was great. We could look at the next year and go, there, so we've kind of made it through this one.
Which is, I think, kind of the, a perfect example of being aware of what's going on. Again, we keep mentioning this idea of watching your children like a hawk. Not just to keep them doing the right things,
right,
but to pay attention to what's going on inside of their heart, which often comes out on the outside.
And that's just it. You can teach your kids how to do the right thing on the outside, so much so that you kind of miss what's going on the inside because they seem like they're just real obedient. But that's not the only thing we want.
Compliance is not the only thing we want.
Yeah, we want true hearts that are looking and searching, wanting God.
So in that context, there are a series of things at the top of this worksheet as you consider your child's changing needs that are kind of, they transcend all the different age groups. So like, for instance, the first one, mood swings. You know,
yes,
if you're noticing mood swings, that can mean a variety of things. They can be physiological, they can be emotional, but there may just be something going on inside of your child, and to keep track of that is part of what a parent does.
We noticed it with one of our kids when he was going into fourth grade. Things just weren't going right. All of a sudden, several things came out of his mouth, and we ended up going and talking to the principal, and we realized he was kind of having these mood swings, and the principal hit several different things that over the next week we went, oh my gosh, the principal's right on all of these things. He's actually maturing, but he was maturing early and we didn't recognize it.
Which leads to the whole idea of physical changes, because your kids are constantly going through physical changes. It's not just the big change that happens for, 10, 15 years, that tunnel. But there are all kinds of things happening related to self-awareness and physical issues, and being on top of that and aware of it and making sure you're having the right conversations at the right time. And if you're busy with a 14-year-old while an 8-year-old is going through a particular need that they have, well, to kind of sort that out. And that's kind of the idea of keeping track of your child's changing needs.
Well, I'm taking this back a little bit to the mood swings. I had I taught piano for several years and had some 11-year-old girls approximately, and I was realizing they were crying at the drop of a hat for no reason. You know, I would maybe have encouraged them.
They would
just
start
crying. And I finally realized, you know, they're going through this stage where they're going to become women in the next year. And between the physical changes and the mood swings, it was like, oh my gosh, piano lessons suddenly became, but it made me realize my own kids are going to go through these same things.
Well, you have the whole area too of character strengths as, you know, obviously we have things we want for our children. And as you see them developing in seed form, and even before the seeds, you know, grow mm-hmm. at all, to reinforce that with your kids. So every kid's a little bit different. Mm-hmm. They have a different journey. And you look at them and you go, hey, you know, I can see that you made a decision to do this the other day. Like I was watching one of my grandsons open the door for somebody. We were in a public place. They weren't standing next to me. I was watching them go through a front door. They stopped, opened the door, and I went, yes. And right. instead of just going, well, that's what we taught them to do. Acknowledge that strength, that their awareness was kicking in mm-hmm. and that they were doing the right thing.
And be sure to, like you said, compliment them and sometimes do that in front of the family because it's just encouraging to everyone. It's an encouraging atmosphere.
Well, and deeper things too related to character strengths because there are different aspects of character that you can see inside of each of your individual children that are a little bit different. So if you can accentuate those can become a part of their identity. And you know, what's wrong with having an identity that isn't just related to sports or academics, but relates to, you know, who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to talk about several different character qualities in the next few days.
Also, our child's changing needs, they're obviously influenced by friendships, mm-hmm. Pros and cons. And you keeping track of that, watching what's happening in a friendship, knowing enough about what's going on so that you can kind of track that
yeah.
and encourage them and help them because, you know, that can be complicated for an 8-year-old, even a 5-year-old, although they're kind of la, la, la. It's,
they're happy with family.
Yes.
But are they developing, deepening, and expanding, or are they floundering just to be able to recognize which side of that they're on?
Well, I was at camp this summer, and we had a kid that was just acting up. He was a little young for his age, you know, and I kind of took him aside, and I said, hey, you know, you're not going to get friends doing that. And the look on his face, I said, no, really, I'm just telling you, that's not going to help you with friendship. So you might want to consider not doing that. And, you know, that's just part of them learning how to adapt and getting good input, because that's solid input. I mean, who knows? I mean, I can think of you know, people that intervened in my life and said something yeah. at the right place at the right time. Yes, in the right way.
Another category is attitudes around the home. And it's to me, it's a really good middle and high school question. You know, like, do you see them smiling and laughing as they get out of a friend's car and then immediately turn on the sourpuss face when they get in the door?
Oh, you're home.
Yeah. Oh, it's you guys.
Why don't you put that back in your pocket and save it for school?
Yeah. Another one is just their current interests. Do you feel like something is sort of showing itself? And do they have the supplies? Do they have your input? Do they have your support?
Yeah, well, just your encouragement mm-hmm. as they isolate things that they're interested in. And that's, you know, that's kind of tricky because you're trying to pique their interests and provoke their interest in different areas. But when they find something to come alongside, you know, that's...
Especially when it's something that... isn't really a normal, it isn't your natural family interest, because sometimes yeah. your brain just doesn't notice
it. It's like
when
one of our sons decided that dog grooming was really an area of interest.
It's such a shock for us.
There's also, when it comes to your child's changing needs, the whole idea of school pressures mm-hmm. that they're experiencing. Every class, every school, every circumstance.
Every semester is different.
Produces different kinds of pressures.
Mm-hmm. And then just bad habits is another area to consider. Have some new ones formed? Have you noticed that table manners, all of a sudden, you know, you haven't really noticed your family for 4 months and all of a sudden everybody's doing stuff that you'd think, if we were out in public or they were with another family, this would be sort of embarrassing. How is your tech time, your screen time? Has it gotten out of hand? Or do you feel like, hey, we've got this? Those are good things just to look at and either applaud yourself or change it.
Well, and it's not just a matter of saying, hey, you're developing a bad habit,
right.
My 9-year-old son or whatever. It's the idea of, how do they sort that out? How do mm-hmm. they figure out what a good, you know, habit is, mm-hmm. and a bad habit, and how can they figure that out for themselves? So they need encouragement in that process.
And that's the category at the bottom that you would talk about, is our strategies to meet that current need. If you realize there's a current habit that needs changing, that doesn't mean they know exactly what to change it to. So just what are the strategies to get them there?
We're talking about a worksheet from the My Strong Homes workshop, mystronghome.com, Your Child's Changing Needs. And we're discussing how a lot of these broad needs relate to current successes and joys, current problems and impasses, and then result in us coming up as a mom and a dad with strategy for how we can help our child at that particular point. And that gets complicated when you have multiple kids.
Yeah. So with each child, you know, you have to consider their current social experiences. How is that going for each one? Like you said, a 5-year-old doesn't have the same needs as you might have with an 11 or a 12-year-old.
Well, and just the whole idea too, we have written on this list, relationship with mom, relationship mm-hmm. with dad, because those things are constantly changing, and there yes. are different needs that our children have from their mom and from their dad. And that could get complicated if you have a complicated family situation, but it doesn't mean that it isn't a part of paying attention as parents.
Mm-hmm. And then you just have home pressures. Are your finances tight? Are you running out of space? Do you have more mouths to feed? Or do you find that things were that way and now they're balancing out a little, or you're feeling good about that? You know, this has a lot of categories underneath it.
Well, and we talked a little bit earlier about bad habits, but there is the idea of good habits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you see those coming out in your son or your daughter's life, it's really important to reinforce that. Those are the kinds of things that it doesn't hurt around the dinner table if you yeah. are able to pull that off, to look around the table and go, you know, I used to do this. I'd go around and I'd say, hey, you know, John, I saw this. And, you know, you just kind of go around the table, because when you see those good things, mm-hmm. you want to reinforce them. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, fan into flame that feeling of, you know, we're proud of you because you right. are making those kinds of decisions.
And they're more character type decisions, not baseball or soccer accomplishments. I think another thing about home pressure that's very current is so many people are working remotely. So they're working out of their home, and that changes, that just brings different pressures, not necessarily bad, but they have to be considered and weighed
oh, yes.
as to how is this working out with noise, with, you know, activity.
Well, and having worked in our home for many years while our mm-hmm. kids were young, it's a challenge.
It
so to figure out how to be able to get your work done, but also still function together in the right way as a family.
Mm-hmm. And then habits. Just what are some habits that you see your kids doing that you think, I'm just really proud that this is who they're becoming?
I have one more thing to tick off here on your child's changing needs. It's just physical issues. Mm-hmm. And we had a hearing loss issue that took us a while to figure out what was going on. You know, sometimes our kids are struggling with different things physically. And just to keep track of those things and making sure that any physical problems are being addressed and that they're being encouraged and helped through that process.
Just even a common one is allergies, and allergies make you so tired. So, you know, there's a lot wrapped up in how do you deal with physical problems. Also, just talk about it with your family and notice how it differs from a family who has serious physical difficulties or handicaps. We had a neighbor with cerebral palsy and a childhood friend who has cerebral palsy, and our son had heart trouble. You know, those are more serious things that you can look at other families and notice the difference and be grateful.
And that can have a sweeping impact on your family.
Absolutely.
ForestDream.com is a collection of resources to help you and those you know experience the freedom of a kingdom life. If you'd like to listen to today's program in its entirety, go to ForestDream.com and click on the radio button.
Together we are finding hope at ForestDream.com.